broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. It's just about tee time at the 2016 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey, 7:21. The first go off, Catherine Kirk and Demi Runas. Stephanie Kono is our Hawaii contestant. She's our local girl who's made it into the final 2 days, and she'll be teeing off at 7:53, Stephanie Kono on the first tee. So the palm trees have been swaying, to say the least, in a very strong wind this week at the Lotte Championship. Trade winds were 15 to 25, gusting to 30, factoring heavily in this week. Yesterday was calm by comparison. Of course, today you can expect the trades 10 to 20, and it'll be sunny, hot today again. We're off on an amazing spring, amazing summer and fall of golf, 5 major championships on the LPGA, the International Crown just a week before the Rico Women's British Open, and then the Women's Olympics comes 2 weeks after that Women's British. My guest this morning, Mike Wan, Commissioner of the LPGA, Ron Syrak, Senior Writer, Golf Digest, Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional and Director of Instruction here at Ko'olina, and Matt Hoff, the Coordinator of Tour Media for the LPGA. He'll be with us a little bit later. We're starting off, of course, with Mike Wan, the Commissioner of the LPGA, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best.
And of course, Poipu Bay Golf Course, where you'll find a tee time this morning. If you'd like to go play the back nine, get over to Poipu Bay on Kauai. Go over to the pro shop, tell them you want to play the back nine. It's only $99. You can go get warmed up on the driving range. They'll drive you out to the back nine. It's a beautiful way to start your morning. You know, you get out, get some golf in, and then you have the rest of the day with your family. It's the Ocean Nine, and it's for early morning. If you'd like to, you know, oh, just about any time of the day here on Oahu, this morning at least, and then at 1 o'clock, Golf Channel will be broadcasting the Lotte Championship. You'll be able to come down to Ko'olina, Stephanie Kono at 7:53. Support our local girl, Paula Creamer at 8:53, tees off. We have Inbe Park at 9:17, teeing off. Lydia Ko, Lizette Salas in the same group at 9:41, teeing off. This is an incredibly strong field of golfers. Suzanne Pedersen, a winner, 10:53. We have Lexi Thompson, she's at 11:29, and the leaders, Mo Martin won the Rico British Women's Open, 11:41 she tees off, and the leaders, Katie Burnett, Siyoung Yang, and Inji Chun, they start this afternoon at 12:05. We're going to talk now with Mike Wan, Commissioner of the LPGA. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Aloha, Daniel. Thanks for having me on.
I'm thrilled to have you on, sir, and I can't tell you, I mean, I've been covering golf in Hawaii, doing this show for 18 years, and I'm so impressed with how the Lotte Championship presented by Hershey has really, it's the look of the tournament, the way you enter Ko'olina, the signage that we see, this field this week is absolutely spectacular. You have done an excellent job bringing the tour from 2010 to today, 34 events. How does it feel to have this, your baby, growing up so beautifully?
Well, we got a long way to go, but we're excited about our progress and appreciate you covering us so well. And you're right, the Lotte Championship has been a great premier event on our schedule. The neat thing about it is it seems like every year there's a couple of players that sort of get showcased and break out of a shell. I mean, last couple of years, I think Amy Anderson and Kim Kaufman, this year, Katie Burnett, players that we know and know pretty well, but maybe the fans around the world don't know as well. And it's right before what we call a reshuffle, which is where you get a chance to change your status on a priority list in terms of getting into other events. So playing well in Hawaii and leading into Hawaii can not only enhance your game, but can really change your life on the LPGA Tour. And we've seen it happen year in and year out. It's funny to read the emails and text messages I get about Katie Burnett. I mean, I've known her for a while. I've seen her play. I've seen her ball striking. Doesn't surprise me at all, but it's a great showcase event for somebody like that who maybe hasn't been on the radar before.
Yeah, it was great. Yesterday, I Googled her, found her webpage, put it on Twitter. If you don't know Katie Burnett, here she is. And a lot of
I remember I was at the British Open one year. We were playing at St. Andrews, and I think she was in first or second place after the first or second round, and a media person said, "Can you tell me more about Carol Burnett?" And I said, "I can tell you don't follow us much if you think she's Carol Burnett, but I don't think it surprises anybody on tour that she's sitting on top of the leaderboard. She's a great ball striker. She comes from South Carolina and an area of wind herself on the coast, so she probably is pretty comfortable. I was hoping when I called in this morning, because I left there earlier this week, that you'd tell me the winds have died down. I'd like to see a bunch of 63s and a massive shootout, but if the winds stay high, it's probably going to be a good challenge for them this afternoon.
Yeah, it's 10 to 20. It's still a challenge. I was thinking what a difference it is when you get your game adjusted to the 10 to 25s with gusts to 30 that we had at the beginning, and then all of a sudden things get calm. That's an adjustment for the players in and of itself. And there's a lot of head shaking, you know, as you go, wait a minute, I hit this shot. And you just have to make adjustments. Of course, these are professional golfers. You talked about the reshuffle. Stephanie Kono said she's excited because she's made the cut, our Hawaii girl, in the Lotte Championship presented by Hershey. And I also have a question. Here is a sponsor exemption. Soo-Yeon Yang, she is from South Korea, on a sponsor exemption. What happens? She's not an LPGA member. What happens if she wins?
If she wins, she'll be invited to join the LPGA, and she'll have two options. She can either join the LPGA starting next week, or she can sort of delay or defer that and start at the beginning of the following season. So if she is interested, if you win an LPGA event as a non-major, as a non-member, and you qualify on all the other requirements, which I believe she does. I mean, I don't actually know her because she doesn't play on tour. But if she's over 18 and she wins, she'd be given an offer to join the LPGA. She'd, like I said, she'd have two choices. And quite frankly, In Ji Chun, who's right behind her, that's what happened with her last year in Lancaster when she won the U.S. Women's Open. And she deferred and decided to start on the LPGA at the start of this season. And I think she's 3 for 3 or 4 for 4 this year on top 10 finishes per start. So she's clearly capable.
Absolutely. And I people ask me these questions. I thought, well, the LPGA commissioner is going to be on the show. I think Mike Kwan would be the person to address the question of what's going to happen if she wins. It's fantastic. You talked about age, if she's 18. We have so many young players trying to play on the LPGA Tour. Moira Jutanugarn right now is one of those with Aria, her sister. They appealed to the LPGA earlier in their careers when I think Aria was 17. She went and got her card on the LET when she was denied an exemption or an age exemption. You take that very seriously, don't you, Mike Wan, when these young ladies ask you?
Yeah, it's a different time than it was, 20 years ago on the LPGA. I mean, 20, 25 years ago on the LPGA, we had two events outside of North America. And, today we play 40% of our events outside of North America. You wake up in Thailand, the next day you're in Singapore, the day after that you're in China, and then we're in Malaysia. And it's a pretty grown-up world. We're playing in a lot of pro-ams with gala parties, with alcohol served and everything else. And I always say I don't want anybody's I want to make sure people are ready for this kind of lifestyle. This is, it's very different than amateur golf. It's very different than college golf. I don't mean that in a good or bad way. It's just very different. It's, it's much more individual sport when you get to this level. So I always say I want to make sure the players have their best golf in their 20s and 30s and 40s and not their best golf in their 14s and 15s because it can be a little overwhelming. And we've seen it on tour. A lot of times when we talk about a rookie who's really, winning right off the bat, many times she's 3 or 4 years from another tour, so she's had professional experience. And I always say to a lot of players that are under 18, if being professional is an important deal to you and there's a tour kind of close to home where you can play professional and kind of take massive travel out of all the other equations you're going to have to get used to as a pro. It'll be good for everybody because, you know, my goal with these players that are capable to play on this tour is to make sure when they get here, it's a great experience for them and for us because we want, you know, the Arya Jutanagarns of the world to be playing with us for 20 years, not 20 months. And so if we, if together with them, we can manage that correctly, and it's, you know, it's not a science. I get that. And sometimes you get players that, quite frankly, there's no place else they can go to home their game. I remember when I had petition from Lydia Ko, and I thought to myself, you know, I could tell her to go play in Australia. I could tell her to go play somewhere else, but I'm really not sure there's anywhere else she can go that's going to challenge her to the next level. And those happen every once in a while. Same thing happened with Lexi Thompson. So when there's a player that there's really, you know, they're really at the point where they've, it's really got to be the LPGA for them to get to the next level, then it makes sense. But those are pretty, pretty far between in the, for the most part.
Very rare. And I mean, Lydia Ko winning at the age of 14, as you said, what else is she going to do? She played all around the world, won, proved herself over and over again. And it was almost, you know, for us looking from the outside in, it was like a no-brainer. Lexi Thompson, we didn't know her as well because she had the exposure. But at the same time, you knew her. You knew her family and the support she had. And that was really important.
Yeah,
this is my
I had watched Lexi miss a putt, you know, from 6 feet to win the Evian Championship the year before. She came back the following year and won an event that had, I think, 28 of the top 30 players in the world. And it, Lydia Ko had been a back-to-back Canadian Open winner. Both times the field had 90 of the top 100 players in the world in it. So it was pretty difficult to hold back the logic that she needed to play somewhere else to get more ready. So, and I think in both of their cases, Lydia number one in the world and Lexi number three in the world, I feel good about those decisions because they certainly panned out to be correct.
I had no idea, Mike Wan, LPGA commissioner, LPGA tour, that you grew up as a caddy. You were a caddy, bunker boy, cut greens and fairways.
I grew up in a caddy is probably a stretch. I caddied for one summer and realized how painful it was for me to watch somebody else play golf. But where I grew up, if you caddied for a year, you had the option to either work in the pro shop or work on the grounds crew the following year. So you kind of had to make it through the first year. And I chose the grounds crew, which all my friends thought was crazy. But in the grounds crew, you worked from 5:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the morning, and then you could play free golf every day after 2:30. So, and the guys, my buddies that worked in the pro shop were always there till 8 or 9 at night and never played any golf. So, yeah, from there I became what they called a bunker boy. And you had to spend one summer pulling weeds out of a trap. And if you survived that, then you were allowed to actually ride equipment the following year. So, yeah, all the way until I finished college, and my summers were spent cutting grass, you know, at 5:30 in the morning. So I've been an early riser my whole life based on that work experience, and I've been around a golf course most of my whole life. Doesn't mean I'm a great golfer. It does mean I have great respect for the game.
I wish more opportunities were available like that for kids today to do what you did, to caddy for a summer, to be a bunker boy, bunker girl for a summer, cut greens. That's fantastic. Why did you choose the LPGA?
Well, to be honest with you, when I got the phone call about this, I guess it was back in 2009, I lived in Orange County, California. We had sold a business that I was running before that, and my original response to the call was, I'm not moving to Florida. I'm not going to take a job where I got to fly all over the world. I just finished doing that. So I originally kind of said no to the initial call. And then, you know, when they called back the second time and started talking about the job, what I found intriguing about the LPGA was two things. One is, I've been a golf person my whole life. I watched the sport. I really believed in the product. I believed in the players. I knew these were the best female athletes in the world. And at the time, there was an awful lot not going well for the LPGA. And maybe that's strange to admit, but that stuff attracts me. I like joining a business when they don't have it all figured out, because then they're pretty open to new ideas. They wanted to try new things. I thought both the players and the board members that I met through the selection process were incredibly honest about the challenges they were facing and not having all the answers. And I appreciated that. I mean, I feel that way today. I mean, when I don't know something and don't have an answer to a problem, I want to get as many different opinions on it as I can. So I felt there was a product I believed in, which has always been important to me. And I felt it was a business that I could make a difference, whether that was true or not at the time I believed in it. So those two things attracted me. And I remember thinking, I know this is not the right time in my life to probably move my kids across country and uproot everybody, but I've always wanted to hopefully believe that I'm going to teach my kids to follow their dreams. And if you're going to follow your dreams, it never usually happens at exactly the right time and place you're counting on. So I knew my kids knew that this job would be more than just a job to me. It would be important. And I think hopefully through osmosis, they've seen that the last 7 or 8 years and maybe give them the, you know, the kind of courage to do the same thing when it comes up in their life.
You are amazing. We're talking with Mike Wan, LPGA commissioner, the LPGA Tour. I can't imagine teaching your children anything more important than what you've just told us. There is so much going on with the LPGA that you've fostered. The alliance with the PGA Tour with more network television, bigger purses, sports stories, making the LPGA a headline like Lydia Ko is. Could we see team events coming up or more events played back-to-back like the U.S. Open? The growth of girls' golf, it's amazing. 1,000 fans came out for foot golf, the foot golf face-off, acting like a founder, all the things that you talk about. I want to bring Ron Syrak, senior writer, Golf Digest, into this conversation with you. Mr. Wan, we'll be back. We're just a 90-second break, and then we'll come back with Ron Syrak. Good with you?
You got it. You got it.
Thank you very much. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
At Poipu Bay, there's a 950, a 1040, an 1130 that you could play right now. And if you get into the pro shop, the Vokey wedges that you probably want in your bag are a 109. That's a nice deal. Katie Burnett, Soyeon Yang, Inji Chun, Moria Jutanu Garn, and Seung Kim, PK Kong Grapan, Joanna Clatton, Minji Lee, Mo Martin, Lexi Thompson, Pernilla Lindberg, all at the top of this very hot leaderboard. It was amazing. Katie Burnett hold a 26-yard chip on her final hole of the day to snag the outright 54-hole lead at the LPGA Lotte Championship presented by Hershey. She fired a third round, 67, her second consecutive bogey-free round, posted a 13-under for the first 3 days, one-shot lead over sponsor invite Soyeon Yang. And joining Burnett in the final group, of course, we have Soyeon Yang and Inji Chun, and they're friends. They were both part of the Korea national team. They went to the same high school together, and we've got the Olympics coming up. All of this is hot, plus the international crown. We're talking with Mike Wan, LPGA commissioner, and, of course, on the LPGA Tour, LPGA commissioner Ron Syrak, Golf Digest senior writer, is joining us as well. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Good morning, commissioner. Morning, Ron.
Excellent. Now, this is really exciting. This summer that we've got coming up with all of our majors, plus the Olympic, plus the international crown, you've got to wonder how the girls who are going to be selected for these major events, the International Crown and the Olympics, how they're going to fit everything in. Scheduling must have been quite the consideration for you, Mr. Wan.
Yeah, you know, the Olympics, the good news about the Olympics is we're going to showcase women's golf to more people probably in 1 week than we have in the last few years. The challenge is, you know, with Rio kind of coming right in the middle of August, it's tough to kind of schedule that in. It's tough. In our case, you know, most of the players that will play in the Olympics are from the LPGA, so we didn't feel it was right to play during the week through the Olympics because we didn't want those players to kind of get behind on the money list simply because they were selected to play for country. But it's a pretty incredible experience. I've said many times after talking to other Olympic sports, they all remind us what a great network we have. You know, a lot of Olympic sports you get to see every 4 years, but really, other than that, you can't see them again, whether it's diving or kayaking or swimming. You generally see it 4 years, and then you don't get to see it again until the next Olympics. In our case, if people all around the world and fans like what they see with women's golf, we'll be on TV the following week at the CP, you know, Canadians Open or the Manulife Financial Classic or the Evian Championship. So, you know, we're going to be on 34 times a year in 170 countries. So we have this unique opportunity to showcase women's golf and then show up week after week afterwards.
I can't help but ask you, that's wonderful. Growing the game, growing the junior golf, getting girls into the game, a huge bonus to what you've been doing over the past 5 years. But maybe you can tell us, you've got these two agreements that you've reached, one with the PGA of America, creating the KPMG Women's Could you give me that entire? I'm having
KPMG
trouble this morning
Women's PGA Championship.
Thank you.
So it's the Women's PGA Championship sponsored by KPMG.
Yeah, well, see, the whole time that I've been covering golf, and I'm sure Ron feels the same way, I was watching this major that the PGA of America had for men, but they didn't have a major for the PGA of America women members. It made no sense to me. Why aren't they doing a major focused for women? Because they have both men and women in their organization. I understood why the PGA Tour didn't have a major that was women-focused, because you're the LPGA. Bottom line, you've made an alliance with the PGA Tour. So two of these major organizations, you guys coming together, I know you sit on several boards as groups, but having this together, really, when did all these conversations start?
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I've said many times, if you're not big enough or strong enough to do what you want to do, find somebody who's bigger and stronger than you. So whether it's, you know, in girls golf, which you talked about earlier, we're up about 900% in how many girls we're introducing to the game in the U.S. on an annual basis. That came from us partnering with the USGA and actually leaning on them and their strength and their network. You know, in terms of building a bigger, better major, you know, I called Pete Bavakwa from the PGA of America and kind of asked two-word question, what if? You know, what if we sat down and figured this out and delivered for the women what, you know, what you're delivering for the men and the senior men? And, you know, to Mike Davis and the Pete Bavakwa's credit, both took the call, both met. And, you know, what's come out of them has been pretty exciting. And about a year and a half ago, Tim Fincham reached out to me and said, why don't we get together at the Players' Championship and just talk for a couple hours? And he was nice enough to say, tell me about your biggest challenges. Tell me about areas where we could help. Let me see if there's some things in your challenges that I find interesting. And so over the course of a couple of meetings, we started building the beginnings of this PGA Tour Alliance. We're not exactly sure what's going to come out of it. We're not sure how good it's going to be, but we're pretty excited that both parties are interested. We think we'll at a minimum be figuring out a way to play an event together with the PGA Tour. They're going to help us with U.S. TV rights and representations. We're going to do a lot of digital media things together. So I'm excited that some of the other major stakeholders of the game have offered a helping hand to the LPGA to make sure these best female athletes in the world have got a bigger platform than they had just a few years ago.
Well, Ron Syrak, Golf Digest senior writer, is a huge, you know, a women's golf supporter and, of course, business. The man of business in the game writes extensively on those topics. Ron, do you want to tell us what you think this alliance, these agreements that are happening, how it'll increase the purses, maybe, for the LPGA?
Well, you know, look, first off, you can't overstate the importance of the KPMG Women's PGA Championship and the International Crown alone were just two brilliant, brilliant creations to elevate the profile of women's golf. But these relationships with the PGA of America and the PGA Tour have a chance to bring deeper pockets for more marketing for the LPGA. I've always said, and Mike's heard me say this many times, the biggest critics of the LPGA, both among the media and the fans, are people who don't experience the events. Once you get out there and you see them, you realize what a great product it is. Also, the other thing that I hear, every TV executive that I talk to is looking for new, innovative things to televise. We have a lot of 72-hole stroke play tournaments out there. You know, they'd love things like mixed team events. They'd love mixed team match play, best ball. The possibilities that are on the other side of this door that's just opened are really limitless.
I couldn't agree with you more, and yet I look at the schedules, the LPGA schedule that's now 34 events under the guidance of Mike Wann, LPGA commissioner, and then we see the tour, the PGA Tour schedule, all these the outside commitments these guys make. But I think the PGA Tour guys and the LPGA gals would have a great time somehow competing as teams or, I don't know, against one another. Mike Wann, what kinds of thoughts have you guys had about how this would work if they played against each other or with one another as team members?
Well, the exciting thing is just exactly what you just started doing. The exciting thing is doing the kind of, hey, let's think about the different ideas. I mean, the whiteboard in the conference room on this task force is pretty fun to walk in and look at as they're looking at the different things we might be able to do. I think Tim Fincham had a good idea in this case. In the case with Pete Bavakwa and I and the PGA of America, we did all the work. We built the sponsorship. We created the event. And then we went to the podium and announced what we've been doing for the last year and a half. In the case, you know, Tim said, hey, why don't we just go announce that we're looking into these areas? Because some of the big ideas might come from outside looking in. When people know we're looking at it, we might find that people can bring some ideas to us. It was different than I had done in the past. And so that's what we did. And over the last probably 3 or 4 weeks, it's just the different ideas that have come to us. Even ideas have come to us from our own players on the LPGA and the PGA Tour. Just a lot of what ifs. And so you're right. I mean, the PGA Tour is a pretty full schedule of events. We've always kind of wanted to be about 33, 34 events, and that's kind of where we're at now. But to Ron's point, at the end of the day, I think both Tim Fincham and I have been excited about how our members have reacted to this concept and their interest in finding a way to do something together. So, you know, as I've said many times, you know, where there's an interest and where there's an ability, you're going to end up getting an execution. And the good news for us is those two things exist. So whether it's a team event, whether it's playing two official events, on the same venue, whether it's some kind of small or limited field or something more larger, I'm not really sure, as I've said to my team many times, I'm not sure you got to get it 100% right, because just the intrigue from the players, the fans, and the media is proving that let's get started, and if we have to alter some things a little bit, we will. But it's been fun to brainstorm and get started talking about the what-ifs.
And Danielle, let me say this, Danielle. Short term, one of the most immediate things that can come from these organizations talking is they can coordinate scheduling. You know, there's too many times, too many big events compete against each other, and I would like to see all the tours coordinate better that way. There was a time when the USGA would schedule qualifying for the Women's U.S. Open on the week of the LPGA Championship, you know, and there were just too many things like that where the organizations weren't talking to each other. So the fact now that all these groups are having conversations with each other is only going to mean for a more efficient, better functioning product on all levels of golf.
Absolutely, and it's exciting, the spontaneity of youth. You know, when you throw it out there as you did, Mike Wann. Can I call you Mike?
No problem.
Thanks. Throwing it out with the PGA Tour, let's just put it out on the table and see what happens. And sometimes the most exciting things can come out of that, you know, throwing it on the table and see what happens with kids getting involved. And they are kids. Look at what's happening on the PGA Tour. All these youngsters taking over. And, I mean, they're all youngsters. They have been on the LPGA because we all know women, they mature faster than guys. Earlier.
Unfortunately, they stay mature their whole life, more mature than us.
Exactly.
We never catch up in that race.
We never catch up.
Okay, I have a couple more questions. I need to take a break. Can you stay with me?
Sure thing.
Mike?
Sure.
Mike, sure. I really appreciate it. I want to ask you, first of all, is there a chance for another event in Hawaii, maybe? And how's things looking for LPGA Lotte, the staying here in Hawaii for beyond 2017? So I'm looking to the future. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, speaking with Mike Wan, LPGA Commissioner, and Ron Syrak, Senior Writer, Golf Digest. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker.
Now, back to the Golf Club.
That would be a question that Claude Brousseau, the Director of Player Development and Instruction here at Ko'olina, he'd be able to answer that question. That's why I bring the experts onto the show to help you figure out your game. Today we have the pleasure of Mike Wan, LPGA Commissioner, and Ron Syrak, the Senior Writer of Golf Digest, joining us. And I've been looking so forward to talking with you, Mike, about the LPGA. I'm a huge supporter. The Takafuji Classic many, many years ago when I watched Annika Sorenstam play and wondered, just the style, the finesse of the women, the way they've elevated their position in golf, it's thrilling to see, and from a strictly female point of view, the clothes that these ladies are wearing to die for, okay? They're setting style notes, and it's great. And I love what you guys are doing when it comes to social media, your impact, your marketing. You're really working hard to really elevate the game, and it's showing. As I said when I started the show, this 2016 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey, just the feel and the look of this tournament has flourished. It's blossomed. It's beautiful, and you drive down the boulevard to get here, and you say, this is a hot tournament. This is a place I want to come. And the girls standing on the driving range, watching them. We've got tee times this morning that you could come out and see the top players at 12:05, Katie Burnett, Su Yong Yang, and In-Gi Chun. And it's interesting, I'm telling you from a personal experience, I live in Hawaii, and I've got lots of names, but then trying to wrap your tongue around Jutanagarn, after you try to pronounce In-Gi Chun in the correct way, and Yang, it must be interesting for you, Mike Wan.
Well, it's funny. Everybody asked me, why do I give everybody nicknames? And I said, have you seen some of the last names? I'd have to try to figure out how to say. So I pretty much, anybody who works at the LPGA or is on tour has some sort of nickname. Just that, when I first met Pornanong Patlam, I said, listen, you're P2 from the rest of my life, because I'm not sure if I can get Pornanong Patlam right every time I see you. So it's and I'm just Commissioner Flash to most people, so that's we've all kind of go with nicknames and fun. But you're right. I mean, this Lotte is a great example of where the LPGA is today. It's global. It's it's sponsored by a company that takes this brand all around the world. We take our brand all around the world. We have their customers in from countries all over the place. And if you look at that leaderboard, you talked a lot on this interview about Rio, but for fans in the islands, you've got Rio going on right in your own backyard with a finish today on Saturday. And you've got 30 different countries going on right now on your own leaderboard. So we're excited. I always say that, you know, in other sports, the best in the world come together once a year, once every 2 years, or worst case, once every 4 years. We come together every week and bring the best female golfers on the planet to play face-to-face every week, and that's one of the benefits that Hawaii gets to see right now.
Does Lotte Ltd. Like being a sponsor here? Do you see them being here beyond 2017?
Yes. I think for our fans in the island, and we feel the spirit of Aloha when we're there too. I'm not ready to go to the podium and give you any announcements, but suffice it to say, I've got flights booked beyond 17, and if fans are wondering, so should they. So yeah, we plan to be in the islands for quite a while.
And of course, we're greedy little people over here because we love having you come over. a lot's been, you know, we talk sometimes amongst ourselves about, wouldn't it be great if they came over and stopped in Maui, on their way over to Asia in the fall? Maybe they could be at the Bay Course again, or maybe the Emerald Course at Wailea. What's the chance
of
you adding another event?
You wouldn't have to ask us more than twice if we'd spend more time in the islands. But at the end of the day, you know, an LPGA event with global TV and everything else, you know, it takes a significant check writer who's going to host it there. I won't lie to you and say that we're close to a number two event. We're really not at this point, but things happen pretty quick. So it's possible we'd be interested. But at this point, Lotte is really our sole trip to the islands. And the good news is, because of the way they treat this event and because of the way they televise it, even the Sunday of the Saturday night prime time finish on the East Coast and the Sunday morning live finish in Korea really makes the event unique on so many ways on our schedule.
It's fantastic. I just can't thank you enough for taking this much time out of your busy schedule. This is a man, Mike Wan, LPGA commissioner, with a full family. I think three boys you have?
Yeah, three boys. That's right.
Three boys. Of course, his wife, who probably likes to see him occasionally. And he's always on the road, always going. I think I read one story this morning where you flew home for a tournament from Asia, and then the next day you turn around and went back.
Yeah, my son was a high school football player, and I don't really remember my dad missing many of my high school football games. So, yeah, I flew back from Asia, went to a high school football game, flew back the next day. Not a plan I would recommend to many people. That is not a good medical advice, but at the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. I mean, the greatest part of my job is also the toughest part of my job. I get to see some of the greatest places in the world. I get to hang out with very successful people, some of the greatest female athletes you'll ever meet. And it's, you know, everybody around the LPGA is doing it because they're passionate about it. But the downside of that is, you know, that generally is not happening in your neighborhood. So you're on the road a lot. As my wife says, I have three boys and 3,000 girls. So it's a different kind of job. But I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it. And it's the only job I've ever had where people thank you for doing it on a daily basis. It's an amazing experience. I meet members all over the world that are either teaching professionals, club professionals, they're college players, they're coaches, they're former LPGA Tour members, and they come up and thank you for being the commissioner, which blows my mind every time I hear it. So it's a fun job. I do it because I'm passionate about it, but it is really nice, the gratitude that our members show virtually every day all around the world.
Well, I thank you for all you've done and for being on the show. It's been a real pleasure. Ron Syrek, Golf Digest senior writer, is there something you wanted to talk with Mike about?
No, I'll just, Mike, I'll see you at KPMG.
You got it. Just so you know, Danielle, when we were building the International Crown, which I knew was going to be a whole different idea that golf had never seen, and like most sports, when you bring totally new, the initial reaction is pushback because there must be a reason why we never did it that way. And so I grabbed Ron one time, sat down and said, okay, I'm thinking about this. Tell me all the things I'm doing wrong. So that's the way I feel about Ron. When I feel like I'm stepping outside of the safety net and I need rationale that's much smarter than me, he's my first call. So I would tell you that Ron is, was as much an author of the International Crown as I was and helped us from making some really silly mistakes in our first year.
It's fantastic. Don't we all know that? Mike Wan, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a real pleasure having you.
Thanks for covering us. We appreciate it.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Ron Syrek about all the things coming up in the LPGA world.
right after we take this break. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Welcome back. We're at the 2016 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey, and you could see Stephanie Kono at 7:53. She's our local girl. She tees off, and I'm so excited for Stephanie because it's almost the reshuffle time, and to make the cut and to earn some money, she's working so hard to be on this tour. It's awesome to see her make the cut and be there. You can also, of course, come and see Lydia Ko, Lizette Salas. They tee off at 9:41. We've got Lexi Thompson. She's teeing off at 11:29. Suzanne Paterson, 10:53. Brooke Henderson, 11:05. Shenzhen Fong, 11:17. Minji Lee and Mo Martin, 11:41. Moira Chudanagarn, 11:53. Katie Burnett, Su Yong Yang, and Inji Chun at 12:05. Ron Syrak, senior writer, Golf Digest, author of Vision 54, the trilogy, including Play Your Best Golf Now. So glad you're on the show with me today.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. My pleasure.
You sent a message earlier saying she's really good, Inji Chun. What makes you say that?
Yeah, she's remarkable. I covered the Women's U.S. Open when she won it last year, and you know, she wasn't an LPGA member. She came in totally under my radar screen. I had no idea who she was, and I didn't really get to see her play at all that week because on Sunday I thought either Amy Yang or Stacey Lewis would win the tournament. I was walking with them. Then Inji really impressed me with the speech she gave, the victory speech she gave after she won. So when I went to the ANA Inspiration the first day, I just said, I got to walk 18 holes with her and watch her play. And she's just got a completely solid game from top to bottom. And she's a really, really, really smart young lady. She's going to be around for a long time.
So she's had lots of experience on the KLPGA. Is that just like Su Yong Yang? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. She won about seven times over there, and you know, even though she's very young, she's 21 years old, but already has a very, very impressive resume.
Huge, impressive resume. And what I find, though, is a level of competition amongst the Korean players is incredibly intense. So if you win that often on the KLPGA, you've already played in some focused with some very intense competition.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how many times I'll be at an LPGA tournament and a name will pop up on the leaderboard that I've never heard of. And you start doing your research and you find out, oh, she's won six times on the Korean LPGA. She's won four times on the Japanese LPGA. It's just that she hasn't played over here. And then, boom, you find out that these are battle-tested players. who have the skill and the confidence to compete on the highest level.
I'm glad how you said that. Battle-tested puts it so well. You have a way with words, sir.
Well,
Ron Sutton, yes.
Sometimes
Ron
my Sutton. Boss would disagree with you on that. So.
He's senior writer, Golf Digest. Excellent writer. You've got to catch him at golfdigest.com. Ron, we talk about the Korean players all the time, but this contingent of Thailand golfers, 10 were in the Q school, the LPGA Q school. 8 of them made it through. Virada Neeraphaponporn, a LPGA Tour member, NCAA champ, coaching over there, and now we've got, it's hard enough saying Chutanagarn, but that last name is easy compared to some of the names that I've been running into.
Yeah, they had, 4 of those players came away with full status from Q school, and Thailand's the next emerging country. They are, they'll be my dark horse pick to win the international crown this year. It's really up and coming pool of talent from there. The Chutanagarn sisters are both really, really good, and Prenong Fatlum is really good. It's just so many great players coming from over there right now, and that's going to be the, I'm not going to say it's going to be the next Korea, because Korea's got a huge head start on everybody, but it's the emerging nation in terms of competitive women's golf.
It really, I was seeing the names, I was thrilled to see Moira and Arya after going through, coming up and at 13 years old, they were heralded as the next great sisters are going to do phenomenal things. And then they went through all the things that happened in life, including injuries and the ups and downs of just growing up. It's hard. And then you add competitive golf into the mix. But to see them back really speaks to what the LPGA has to do. And Commissioner Mike Wan, when he has to decide whether or not a player is old enough, mature enough to take on the rigors of being a real LPGA Tour member.
Mike is very, very shrewd the way he handles the age rule. And I'm a supporter of the age rule because I think it's there to protect the players. And the minimum age is 18, but Mike would start considering a petition at 16. But as you say, one of the things that he looks at, and he's been just unerringly accurate on this, is the maturity level. Can they not only compete out there, but are they mature enough to survive in a world that's an adult world, a world where they're quite frankly going to have to go to cocktail parties for the pro-am and play with adults in pro-ams and interact with them. And Mike's identified people so well. I can't tell you what a mature, delightful young woman Lydia Ko is. And I first played with her in a pro-am when she was 16 years old. And 3 days after I played with her, I did a handwritten thank you note from her for playing in her group. I mean, that was amazing.
That's exactly what she is. I was talking with a gentleman, a volunteer, on the range on Thursday, and he came up and he said, I want Golf Channel to know something. There are these two girls. They're about 3 and 5, and they were looking for autographs from some of the players, and they went, Lydia Ko, Lydia Ko, Lydia Ko. And they had done that to a couple other players, and they had gone over and done their autographs. But this man said when Lydia Ko went, he said he was so impressed with the way Lydia handled this 3 and 5-year-old that almost it gave him tears because she was so gentle with them and so engaged with them and was able to relate, to 5 and 3-year-olds and just have fun with them. And so they were going to make a sign and hold the sign up for when Lydia came by, and he wanted Golf Channel to know who those two little girls were who made the sign for her. And that's the kind of interaction that you spoke about earlier when Mike was on, about how when you experience the LPGA, you really understand that the quote-unquote product, which is because of its sincerity, so dynamic.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Danielle, what a good place golf's in right now is Tiger Woods' first major championship was the 1997 Masters. Lydia Ko was born 11 days after he won that tournament. And, you know, I was just recently at the the Golf Writers Association of America Awards banquet at the Masters, the Wednesday before the Masters. The male player of the year was Jordan Spieth. The female player of the year was Lydia Ko. Combined, they're 40 years old, the age of Tiger Woods. I mean, that's astounding when you realize the best player, best male player in the world is 22 years old. The best female player in the world is 18 years old. It's astonishing.
Yeah, it is astonishing, and it does speak to what the creation that Tiger Woods is. Okay, he's not only the player that he is or was, but he created an environment where golf became not just the playing of it, but the exercise of it, so the fitness of it, the nutrition of it, the mental game of it, the coaching of it, all of those things. He created an industry around a player, and I think that forged these relationships that, and now Jordan Spieth says we. You know, I don't know if Lydia Ko says we, but Jordan is a big we did this. You know, he acknowledges his team and Mike Geller, of course, more than anything, his caddy. And I'm glad you brought up the Golf Writers Association of America last week at the Masters with Lydia Ko, Player of the Year, Jordan Spieth, of course, as also Player of the Year. But two of people that I was thinking of, Christy Kerr, won the Bartlett Award for unselfish contributions by a player for contributing to society. Christy Kerr has she been playing for 20 years? Is that possible?
Boy, it's pretty close to that. I'll tell you, the first time I met her was 1999 U.S. Women's Open. So what's that? That's 17 years ago. That sounds right. She turned pro right out of high school.
Exactly. And, you know, we see her as a competitor, but I saw, you know, this beautiful photo of her accepting her award. Excuse me, I've been losing my voice this week. The Bartlett Award, where did that come from?
Well, it's a award that honors a player who contributes in ways that, beyond golf. And this was for Christy's work with her foundation and the great work they do around breast cancer. Christy's mom's a breast cancer survivor, and one of the first things that Christy did when she started to make money playing golf was to figure out a way that she could give back, and she set up foundation work to raise money for breast cancer research and awareness, and she runs a tournament every year and does all kinds of stuff that... And that's the reason she got the award.
That's wonderful. So every year, you were on the board. You were past president of the Golf Writers Association of America. Dottie Pepper was awarded the William D. Richardson Award for contributions to golf. Do you guys get together and make a decision as an organization? I'm not that close inside.
Yeah, the awards like Player of the Year awards and things like that are open vote among all members of the Golf Writers Association of America. But the Richardson and the Bartlett awards are determined by the board of directors. The Richardson Award is for overall contributions to the game. And so Dottie was being honored because of her great career as an LPGA player and had her great career as a Solheim Cup player. But also the work she's done on television as really one of the best voices of golf on TV. First woman ever to work on the golf course at the Masters this year, and the work she's done in her anti-bullying campaigns and in the series of children's books she's done to try to highlight the issue that's a very, very important issue to combat bullying of children.
Bogey tees off. Absolutely. Yep. It's really good. So we're here at the 2016 Elote Championship presented by Hershey. And coming down the road, you just said, I'll see you, Mike, at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. That's in Sammamish, Washington on June 6th. So I was looking at the schedule. Do you go to the U.S. Open, the International Crown, the Women's British Open, all in July?
I won't be at the Women's British Open because of the condensed schedule, because of the Olympics. There's 3 weeks off because of the Olympics. the women's British is the same week as the men's PGA Championship. So that creates an unfortunate conflict there. But then I'll be at the Avion Championship in September, the final women's major of the year.
Fantastic. So you're going to Europe.
That's a nice trip. The Avion tournament is a fun place. I've been going there since the early 2000s, and the people who run that tournament have been strong and loyal supporters of women's golf, both the Ladies European Tour and the LPGA for a long time. They always, until very recently, when KPMG stepped up their purse, Avion would always match whatever the U.S. Open's purse was, U.S. Women's Open purse was, and would have the second highest purse on tour. KPMG has since upped their game there, but the Avion has just been a very, very generous sponsor and supporter of women's golf.
That's what I've always heard. Whenever the women talk about the Avion, it's like they're in a spa world the entire time during the tournament, other than having to go play on a gorgeous golf course, but then after that, they're treated like queens. So it's amazing. Ron Cyrak, Senior Writer, Golf Digest. I'm so proud to have you on the show. It makes me very happy that you spent all this time. Was there something you wanted to mention about the 2016 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey or anything else about the LPGA that I didn't give you an opportunity to say?
Well, you know, I'll just say this, and I didn't want to say it while Mike was on. He's the seventh LPGA commissioner that I work with, and you cannot stress strongly enough how far he's brought the tour from the shape it was in 2010 when he took over to where it is right now. It's a truly astonishing reclamation and revival. He took over in the depths of the recession and had to rebuild a lot of fractured business relationships, and the job he's done has just been brilliant. And I think he's just continues to make great decisions, and you highlighted some of them. Forging these partnerships with the PGA of America and the PGA Tour is only going to help raise the profile of the LPGA and of women's golf in general.
It's awesome. And he said when he was first called that he declined at the beginning. They got the second call. He goes, "Well, you know, I'm going to take on something that's going to be really hard," and I kind of like that. And that speaks about the man and what he wants to do. He knew he could make an impact if it all worked, and it certainly is all working. Ron Cyrak, Senior Writer, Golf Digest, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. My pleasure.
Aloha. We'll talk soon, I hope. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, both in U.S. and in France. He has an academy here in Hawaii, and he has one in France. The man manages to split himself in two. He's also the spokesman for Swing Beep and a director of instruction, coaching, and player development here at Ko'olina, where we're celebrating the 2016 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey. You can see it on Golf Channel today. Starts at 1 o'clock in Hawaii if you can't get out to the course and watch it in person. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, and I wish I could say Golf Channel was in England. That would be so cool. We'll be back after this. We're going to be talking with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poi Pu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poi Pu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poi Pu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poi Pu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. I've been telling you the tee times that you should focus on. And, of course, Stephanie Kono has had amazing support during the week. She's had a big gallery. And we're just thrilled to have Stephanie. At 7:53, she teed off. So you can catch up with her. She went off on the first tee. That's where everybody is going from this morning. Okay, they started at 7:21. The last tee time is 12:05. That's when the leaders, Katie Burnett, Ziyongyang, and Inji Chun, will be playing. Okay, and Lydia Ko plays at 9:41 if you wanted to see Lydia. Angela Stanford at 9:53. I mean, I look at every one of these groupings, and I see somebody. That Min Lee is at 8:17 with Lee Lopez. Elena Sharp is on with Simone Feng. We've just got so many great players here today, including, of course, Suzanne Pedersen, past winner, 10:53 is her tee time, and Shanshan Feng, 11:17 is her tee time. And we have Lexi Thompson, one of the top players in the world. Her tee time is 11:29. The number one, the number three in the world are here for the 2016 Lotte Championship presented by Hershey, one of the top, I mean, from Golf Digest, rated teachers in Hawaii, right here, top-rated teacher in Hawaii, Claude Brousseau. Not only is he one of the top-rated teachers, he is with Golf Channel Academy, and he's going to be on Golf Channel Morning Drive, and there are other Golf Academy shows. So I'm just thrilled to have you on with us right here at Ko'olina. Claude, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. And, yes, it's a privilege to have the best player in the world right here in our backyard at Ko'olina.
Isn't it something? I mean, I was amazed watching her thinking, okay, is the wind throwing her off? And I want to take it back to that time when Wednesday, Thursday, Friday – started to die, but that Wednesday wind was, when I looked at the forecast, it was 15 to 25 miles an hour, but it was gusting to 30. And there was, you watched the way they were hitting the ball. How difficult is it to score when it's coming at you like that?
It's very difficult because, one, they have the, what I will call the mechanical skill or the ability to strike the ball pretty good. I will think that the most challenging thing when it's windy like this, it's commit to the shot. You have to make a commitment and your brain is sending you signal that, oh, I need to aim, let's say, maybe 10 yards off of my regular target that I had played on this course. But let's say they play a practice round and then the wind was not that strong, so they will commit on the target, let's say, 2 to 5 yards left, let's say like on number one. But now the wind is gusting 30, 20 miles per hour. Now they almost need to aim, for people who played here, they almost need to aim at the car path. That's another 15 yards. So your brain is sending you signal, man, do I will really trust that line of play.
That's like perioperception, when you've got so much input from all these. It's not just trying to figure out where, but it's also the distractions of all the wind and the all that stuff that's happening. Your brain is responding to all of that, that you have to then commit to the shot.
Yes, that will say that's really something that even the what I won't call the avid golfer, you know, they come here and they watch them play, but that's something they can practice. Those ladies are amazing with the level of skill they have, but they are not born with those skills. They practice that. So it was very interesting. You were talking a little bit earlier about Christy Kerr, and then I was on the coaching tee taking video of the ladies, and I was listening to her, and she was giving advice because the other young player, I forgot the name, was saying, wow, here's how she was practicing. I thought it was very interesting. So she says, I played today and had some difficulty on hole number 3, hole number 6, because the prevailing wind, the trade wind, is left to right. So she says, I'm here, the young lady, she says, I'm here and I'm visualizing those holes and just playing it. And that's the way they practice it. So they are not surprised of or be caught off guard when they're on that tee. And that was interesting. So what Christy told her, I said, okay, it's all good. Keep doing that. But the key here is you have to commit on your line. Don't overthink it. Trust the line you took and swing at it.
Yes.
And it was interesting because even putting will be a challenge.
Yes.
Because, again, you let's say you took a line and then the wind blew the ball away. You have to accept that you don't always control the outcome.
No. The wind could grab it. Even if you've committed to the shot, that doesn't necessarily mean the nature isn't going to play havoc with your commitment.
And then a word that came really often also when you read about the week about and then the interview that the ladies are doing is I need to be patient. Because it could be very frustrated because you feel as a player that you did everything under your control and you did it very well. And then, like you just said, at the last minute, a gusty wind come and then the ball will miss the hole, let's say, on putting.
Yes, yes. And or you get a bad bounce because of the windy conditions. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Now, I also noticed that as the wind died, everybody thought, okay, this is going to be great because the wind isn't going to be so strong, but they seem to have a trouble adjusting. So is it strange when you have certain conditions on Wednesday and then it changes significantly for these great players? You think they'd be able to adjust?
Yes, they do adjust pretty well. When you look at the score and somebody, I think the leader is at minus
13 under.
13 under now.
Yes.
So, and we can see that the score has been better when the wind died.
Yes.
So this is what is amazing about top athletes in the world, and of course the ladies here are in that category, is how well they adapt. Most of the people, you know, they will practice golf or they will say, I want to be consistent. I mean, we have to look at it from consistently able to adapt. That's what they should strive for.
That's good.
I think they should. It's more about be able to adapt to the condition, computerize, if you want, just enough data about, okay, what I've changed from today to yesterday. And how can I manage myself as a player to adjust for that?
I was watching on the driving range, and I couldn't help but notice that the players, when they hit their ball, they were looking, I believe, at what the ball was doing that day.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you go to the driving range and you wonder, okay, what's my swing today, and what's the ball doing in the wind today?
Yes, absolutely. So what they can do, they will kind of, okay, see, I'm taking a precise target, like if the wind was not a factor. So they make their swing, and then they can see how much the wind affects the ball. Okay? And then they say, oh, I need to adjust pretty much that much today.
Yeah.
So effectively, I get that little sentence, the ball never lies when she flies. So the ball is giving you everything, information you need. So when the ball flies, she never lies, meaning she will give you information, the ball, on how good the impact was, where the club face was, what you pat, and then you learn from that ball flight, and you will adjust your swing in consequence if you don't like what you see there.
Yeah. When you talk about going to the range on the day and finding out what your swing is, do you play to that swing that day?
That will be a very good advice, Danielle, because it won't do you any good today to fight what you have this morning. So when you go and warm up before a round, the players will say, okay, today it looks like my tendency is more a little fade. So they will play with that because, especially on the last day of the tournament, it's not time to adjust your swing or your mechanics. We saw some disastrous round when you're on the golf course and then you try to change your swing on that day. That never produced good result. So, yes, they will feel what's going on today. They will, am I in rhythm? How's my balance?
Yes.
And they will play with that.
Yes. I can't help but, you know, talk about Michelle Wee. And she didn't make the cut, and she did not have a good 2 days. And, yes, the win may have been a part of it. But her coach, when she was talking with her coach, or he was talking with the media at the very beginning of the season, he said one of the things that he and her had talked about was not, don't change anymore. Keep it simple. Keep it to the basics. And I'm getting a lot of comments that they don't recognize her swing and that the upper body is different than the lower body. So how does a player, when you come to that point where you maybe you're trying so many different things, how do you stop that? How do you erase and start fresh?
That's a great question there, and it's a big challenge. The players always want to improve, but we saw many careers being ruined because they want to get better and they choose the wrong path to go about it. So sometimes what you have to do is, it could be a drastic change. It could be changing the entire team around you. It could be going that far.
Right.
I'm not saying she should do that. I'm not talking about Michelle Wee personally.
No.
But I'm talking about in general when you coach people. If what you have done doesn't produce the result you want, you need to do something else.
Right.
Because that recipe doesn't work. Then what happened is if you want to incorporate something new in your swing, but that doesn't produce the result fairly rapidly better, it's probably because you're not working on the proper factor that will help you to improve. I mean, Michelle and other players at the very high level, they have the skill to play pretty good. They need to sometime lighten up the process mentally. It's too complicated, too many things like you
just
said.
Too many swing thoughts.
Too many swing thoughts.
Yeah.
Too many swing thoughts.
It made it too complicated already. You must have kind of an experience like that when you go into Golf Channel Studios,
mm-hmm.
and you have cameras and all this, and this kind of, are you accustomed to that world yet?
Not yet. I mean, it's a challenge because that's new, and I've been going there already in the studio, and it's very impressive. I mean, and this is why they're the best in the broadcasting industry, because the studio is very impressive. It's well done. But it's like anything else. If you prepare well, and I think the key in front of the camera and be in studio, it will be like playing golf. In fact, you need to be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Just do who you are. Make sure you have a very clear idea of the message you want to deliver to the people. And it was interesting because the producer of the show, he says, you know, golf instruction is boring, guys. You think you're really good, and of course you're good at giving golf instruction. But you, when you're in the media setting in front of the TV, it has to be entertaining for the people listen to you. So I took those advice, and the Golf Channel Academy have been very good with us. They train us to make sure that
you get them in the first 15 seconds.
Yes, and you keep them with you also. The first 15 seconds, it's like the first drive on the green on your tee box.
But this experience must give you the first tee jitters in a whole new world. I mean, it's, so you really know what it's like to be in a position where the nerves, the emotions, everything is just coming together, which is what happens when your game's falling apart. You know, it's like, and I have to compose myself. I'm going to be at the ping pong event tonight, and I am expecting to see a Michelle Wee who aggressively tries to take out her opponent on the ping pong table, because this has been a frustrating time. Just when she thought things were coming together for her at the beginning of the season, she had such, on her home turf, Koulina, where she's so comfortable, had such a bad time.
Yes, but sometimes what happened also is that if you set up your expectation too high before you start. So, of course, you expect to play well. But you don't want to add, especially like in that situation, or it's a major, or it's a tournament you really, really want to win. What happens sometimes is you put too much pressure on yourself and your expectations are too high. So you better, like, it will be like a service. You better to under-promise and over-delivery. So you need to do that with yourself also when you tee up on the tee. Just to finish on that, it's again something that you need to rehearse and practice. When you're very nervous, you need to transfer that energy and something positive for you. Instead of be overwhelmed by it, the first step is you have to recognize, okay, I'm nervous today. My voice is trembling a bit. I'm talking faster. So when you, the first step is recognizing that. And then you will have developed some skill. The first one is taking a deep breath. And then that will help you to perform better, and you stay focused on the task at hand, let's say in golf, is making a good swing, making a solid contact with the ball, and you have those skills inside of you.
Yeah, you need to know, you need to believe in yourself. And that's and accept the fact that today I'm nervous.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to have Matt Haas on the show in just a couple of minutes to wrap things up. He's sitting over there at the media table, and we're trying to get him over to the microphone here. And if you'd like to stay with us to finish up, that would be great. We're talking with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. You have an academy in France, too?
Yes. That's very fabulous. So basically, in 2009, a gentleman in France that is passionate about golf bought a golf course and wanted to create a short game golf school. They had, believe it or not, not a specialized golf school only on short game. So I went there and created the first short game golf school in France. It's been fantastic. In fact, I'm leaving at the end of the month. I'm going there for 5 weeks. And it's
life's rough, Claude.
Somebody has to do it. You were making a, you know, talking about the Evian. I had the opportunity to be in the Evian a couple of times. I understand why the girls like it so much. It's a fabulous place.
Yeah, it's like it's a spa, and they go play golf, and then they're back in the spa. I mean, how much? That's how they are taken care of by the sponsor, and that's what Mike Wan was talking about, handling.
Yep.
Everything so beautifully. We're going to take a real quick break. It's about 90 seconds. We're going to come back and talk with Matt Haas, and he is the coordinator of media here for the LPGA. This is the start of his third year. Came to the LPGA from the University of Pittsburgh. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We're at the table here at the 2016 LPGA Lotte Championship presented by Hershey. And Katie Barnett holed out a 26-yard chip on the final hole. Wow. I was watching. And Matt Haas is the coordinator to our media LPGA Tour, sitting with us. Claude Brousseau is here as well. Just amazing, the battle that went on the final hole, a final couple of holes. Were you watching coming down the stretch?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's kind of becoming expected here, you know, with how it finished on Saturday last year with Se-young's amazing shots. And then you have Katie holding out to take the 54-hole lead this week. I mean, it's just crazy how much drama happens on 18 here at Kalalina.
It is. It's wonderful because it creates this dynamic. You just know that something's going to go on. And the wind factored in. But I forget her name, but I was watching a couple of shots. I think they were done left-handed or...
Oh, yeah, Na-Yun Choi, when she got in a little bit of trouble there at 18, she got up and down, having to play her club backwards, taking a left-handed stroke, and that shows you how good they are out here to where she can get up and down from basically jail playing reverse, and she got it to about 8 feet, which is incredible in itself, and then she nails the putt to make a par. It's just amazing.
And what? And then I don't think she made the cut. I mean, she...
Yeah, unfortunately not, but, you know, she had that amazing shot.
Yes, and that's all, you know, that's how good the whole field is. And Katie Barnett, who is she?
Well, I mean, she's actually kind of a great little local story for you guys out there because her brother's actually stationed at Pearl Harbor. So she has a little tie to the area. She's from the coast of Georgia, so she's used to playing in the wind. So the conditions out here kind of fit her game to a tee. So she's playing great here. I mean, she's had a great week, and we'll see if she can close it out today.
I thought it was interesting when you, and this is Matt Haas. What he does is he puts together all of these, you know, I have the easy job of printing them out. He has written all these wonderful snippets on, you know, the leaders, the comfortable final group, Young and Chun, who went to high school together.
Yeah, yeah. Su-Yun and In-Gi Chun are both from Korea, and they've grown up playing together. They played amateur golf together. They were in the same high school. So that'll be a really comfortable pairing for them. Inji's a rookie on tour this year. She won the U.S. Open last year, so you obviously know she has the game to compete anywhere in the world. And then Su-Yun's a sponsor invite this week, a Lotte-sponsored player. So she's just been amazing this week. It's only her second time playing on the LPGA Tour, and she's held up under the pressure so far. So it'll be a great grouping with those two and Katie.
Has Su-Yun played on the KLPGA?
She has. She actually won the event last week out there, so she's coming in with a lot of confidence, and her game's obviously in great form.
So a Lotte event in the
in the KLPGA, yes, and now looking for a Lotte win on the LPGA. So it's
that
he's
would
got
be something,
some game.
Wouldn't it? That
absolutely.
That would be amazing. And they're also, of course, trying to get into the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I was looking at Thailand. I was talking to Ron Syrak earlier about the Thai golfers that are coming on, 8 and 4 of them making locking in their LPGA Tour card, and then the 4 of them having, what is it called, when you're not quite a...
Conditional status.
Status. And then Stephanie Kono talking about how relieved she was to make the cut and be playing the weekend because the reshuffle is happening. What happens during the reshuffle?
Well, the reshuffle, depending on how you've done in the early part of the season based on your money and all that stuff, you can get reshuffled up the priority list. So it's a big day for Kono, you know, local girl here, to where if she has a good finish, she earns some good money here, she can move up her priority ranking for tournaments for the rest of the year. So, I mean, a great finish for her here would be huge.
Yeah, and when you talk about the money ranking and moving up, what that basically means is if there's an event and the top players haven't committed, then you have a chance to play then?
That's correct. I mean, typically a field is 144 players, you know, especially this year with how the Olympics plays out in August. There's going to be an 11-week stretch for the LPGA Tour. So not everyone's going to play 11 weeks in a row, obviously, because that just grinds
you
down. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for players with conditional status or who get reshuffled up to play in more tournaments and hopefully earn their card for the 2017 season.
And the higher you up on that listing of conditional status,
the more you're able to get into.
Yeah,
yes, correct.
See, so that's why this is so very important right now for Stephanie Kono. She's out. She teed off this morning at 7:53, and a gallery always gives you. She's had a nice gallery, even weekdays. Yeah, it's been really, really nice to see. Have you enjoyed your time at Lotte?
Oh, absolutely. I was here last year, here this year, hopefully here again next year. I mean, Lotte does a terrific job with this event. I mean, the support we get from the sponsors, the support we get from the fans, the support we get from Coalina is just top of the line. I mean, it's a challenging golf course with the wind, and the girls love being here, and selfishly, so do I.
Yeah, and I was telling Mike Wan that this year and last year, I've just noticed that the sponsors really stepped it up. I can see it, just the signage. You know, I don't know what happened, but there's this great feeling when you drive down. You so much signage coming along, and it just makes you feel very, very excited, and it's wonderful. Before we close the show, and I'm trying to see, it's just about that time when I have to thank the people who make this show possible, because without it, you know, we wouldn't be doing the show. Any final thoughts about this final round?
I mean, it's going to be another exciting one. We talked about it earlier with Se-young Kim's finishes last year, that anything can happen out here, especially if that wind gets blowing. So, I mean, you know, we hope you all are able to make it out. And if you can't, watch us on Golf Channel. We're live local time 1 to 5. So be sure to check it out. It should be a great final round.
It will be. And it's 1 p.m. Eastern. So wherever you are, get Golf Channel and DVR it. Or if you're lucky to have it at night during dinner, perfect. I mean, I'm watching it during the day when I'm getting ready to go to work, and I feel like I'm at Coalina. You know, unfortunately, I have to go out and drive someplace, but it's such a cool thing. Claude Brousseau, Director of Golf Instruction here and Player Development at Coalina. Can we get you for a lesson?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, great, because I've heard great things about what you're able to accomplish with a person who's... Craig Kahn said something like, you know, could you give me a little hand? You should have been my caddy during the Pro-Am.
Yes.
So next year you'll have to do that for him.
Exactly. We kind of got a deal on that. And then I gave him a lesson yesterday.
Oh, yay!
So he was pretty happy. He had some issue with his driver. But now, this is what is so great in my job. It's like the Lotte people or... the commissioners say people are grateful, they're thanking you.
Yeah.
So I feel privileged that people have confidence in my expertise, and I'm here available at Coalina Golf Academy if you want to have improvement in your game.
Thank you so much. I need to thank the people who make the show possible. Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsman. Turn your building, your company, your home, your project into artwork. It's Futura Stone.
Poipu Bay Golf Course, championship holes, 18 of them, was the home of the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. Creative plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, an itsy-bitsy place. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.